Hey, welcome to the sermon series from Life Church Green Bay. It's our mission to bring the life-giving message of Jesus to the 920 and beyond. We're so glad you're here. If this is your first time joining us, we want to do life with you. While you're listening, fill out the hello card on our website so we can connect with you. Visit lifechurchgreenbay.com/hello to fill it out. Make sure to check the I'm new here and online options while filling out the card. Again, we're so glad you're with us today. Here's this week's message.
All right. Hey, a couple things before I get my message today. Next week we're going to start something kind of fun going into the summer. It's going to be called the Summer Challenge. And so what we're going to do is we're going to do 12 weeks of just challenging ourselves to continue to grow as we go. Because I know we're going to go on vacations. I'm going to be going on vacation for a couple weeks. It's just something that's going to happen. And so in that, I want to challenge you. Because I know we're going to go, but I want us to keep growing. Because sometimes when you get out of the habit of something, it's hard to get back in the habit of that. And so we're going to have more information. It's going to start next Sunday. We'll have a QR code for you to opt in and some more information on that. Hey, also, by just show of hands, how many of you are graduating this year? We have graduates in here? Couple? Oh, wait, right there. Anyone? Yep, thank you. Thank you. Hey, can we give a hand for our graduates? This is great. 2024. I graduated a long time before that. I'm glad for that, and I'm going to be praying for you guys while we do our prayer thing. But with all that being said, good morning. Let's go to our Bibles. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And if you have not gotten the Bible app yet, you should really get it. It's going to be great. You can scan the QR code, but all of the notes and all the scriptures will be there for you to follow along. If you're watching online, you could do the same thing. You just have to look up Life Church Green Bay, and then all the notes will be there for you. I'm glad you're watching. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you guys are here as we're continuing in this series called Getting Through What We're Going Through. Now, before we get into 1 Corinthians chapter 12, I want to just kind of give a refresher on what happened between 10 and 12. And really what was happening between 10 and 12 is we're finding out not just in 10 and 12, but like 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians, that the church of Corinth is divided. I mean, they are arguing and they are disagreeing on so many things to the point where like Pastor, I agree with Pastor Sean. Like, I could see Paul kind of looking like this, like, seriously? Like guys, we're going to waste our time on this? Like, seriously, that's what we're talking about? And then we get into chapter 12 and he addresses certain things because of their background. So in verse 1, he says this, "Now, dear brothers and sisters, regarding your question about the special abilities the Spirit gives, I don't want you to misunderstand this. You know that when you were still pagans, you were led astray and swept along in worshiping speechless idols. So I want you to know that no one speaking by the Spirit of God will curse Jesus, and no one will say Jesus is Lord except the Holy Spirit." So right there, Paul is saying that the Holy Spirit and idols are two different things. And Paul is saying, even though you don't want to eat the food that is sacrificed to idols, I still want you to pursue the Holy Spirit. I still want you to be moved by the Spirit of God. And he gives us all these things in this chapter on why we need to have the Spirit and the Holy Spirit moving and living in us. Verse 4 says, "There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. God works in different ways, but it's the same God who does the work in all of us. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. To one person, he gives the ability to give wise advice. To another, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge. The same Spirit gives great faith to another. And to someone else, the one Spirit gives the gift of healing. He gives one person the power to perform miracles and another the ability to prophesy. He gives someone else the ability to discern whether a message is from the Spirit of God or from another spirit. Still another person is given the ability to speak in unknown languages, while another is given the ability to interpret what's being said. It is the one and only Spirit who distributes all these gifts. He alone decides which gift a person should have." I want to dive into that in a message I'm calling Contrary to Popular Belief. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you so much for the people here. I thank you for the people who are graduating and are going on to something greater And Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would guide all of us through this. I pray you guide them on their next steps. Lord, I thank you, Lord, in the blessing and the breaking, you are worthy. And I pray, Lord, that we would understand in all situations and all things how worthy you are in our life. Be with this word in Jesus' name. Amen. So about a year ago, my family and I adopted a dog that we called Dr. Leo Marvin. And what made us want to see if he'll fit in our family is we saw this picture on the website for the adoption agency. And Pastor Shelby saw this and she's like, I want to meet this dog. He looks very lovable. He looks very happy. Like he does. He looks like a happy dog. And so we go to the adoption agency. We're hanging out with him. He actually hugs me. Like he put his paws on my shoulders. I was like, okay, fine. And so we bring him home and he's excited. Like he's running around. He's sniffing at things. I mean, we just got him out of the joint. I get it. Like he's just like, he's running. He's moving. But I notice when he goes outside that when he sees a squirrel and when he sees like a rabbit, he just goes right after it. And I look at that picture, I go, oh, he's trying to make friends. How cool is that? When I would take him, you know, on walks, you know, I'd go, oh, he would just run towards them. I'm like, oh, look, he wants a buddy. Until one day, he caught one of those rabbits. And he didn't pat it on the head. He ate it. And how do I know this? Because he brought part of it back in the house. Like, I don't know if it was like a thank you gift. Like, hey, you want some of this? This is really good. Like, I got some for you. Like, it freaked our kids out. Like, why did you do that? And it caused us to look up, like, okay, because we did find out he's an Akita mixed with something else. So we were like looking up Akita breeds, you know. Do we have a weird Akita or, you know, is this normal? And here's what my wife found out. Akitas are powerful hunters with a strong work ethic and a stout heart. When working in packs, they will hunt big game such as wild boar, deer, and the fearsome Yezo bear. That dog hunts bears. Like what? Like I didn't know that. In fact, if I said, hey, on a vote, how many of you guys think that my dog's this lovable dog? And how many of you think that my dog's this killer that wants to kill everything? We'd all be like, lovable dog, because you look at that picture, he's lovable. But he's got a killer in him. He's got a hunter in him. He's a bear hunter, which also got me a little proud. Like if I did see a bear, I'd just unleash him and go. Protect your family. But why do I bring that up? Because I think that's what Paul is saying to us in this portion of scripture. That contrary to popular belief, the Holy Spirit wants to move in your life in ways that you didn't think was possible. That he wants to give you special abilities that the Spirit gives us. That he wants to move through you in ways that makes no sense, so it must be God. So if you're taking notes, there's four things I see in this scripture that I think we need to understand when it comes to spiritual gifts. And here's number one, you are gifted. We see in the New Testament, along with this chapter, Paul tells us that we've been given a gift. In verse 1, he says a special ability the Spirit gives us. In verse 7, it says a spiritual gift is given to each of us. And even in Ephesians, he says Christ has generously divided out his gifts to us. So we've all been given a gift. From a variety of different gifts that we find in chapter 14, in chapter 13, in Romans 12, in Ephesians 4, 1 Peter 4. But before we could even discuss those gifts, we have to understand this when it comes to gifts. One is this, you did not earn or deserve this gift. Again, it's a gift. It is given to you. And he gives it to us based on our uniqueness. That God says, because of the way I built you, I am gifting you a certain way. We see it in Psalms 139. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. So he looks at you. And he says, because of the way I made you, because you are different, where no one is the same, even identical twins have different fingerprints, different desires, different places. Because here's what happens when we come to spiritual gifts. All my introvert friends think that God hasn't gifted me. He's only gifted the extroverts. That's who gets the gifts. No. God has given all of us gifts. And he'll give you a gift even in your introvertness, even in your shyness, even in your second guessing, he still wants to gift you because he knows your uniqueness will help someone else with that gift he has given you. So yes, no one is exempt. This isn't a most people, no, this is an all believer thing. We've all been gifted by the Spirit. So you are gifted, and number two, by God. You are gifted by God. We see in verse 11, it is the one and only Spirit who distributes all these gifts. He alone decides which gift each person should have. Now, why is that important? Because the gift he's gonna give you is given by God. So don't allow the world's way of measuring things to say, well, I'm not gifted enough. Because sometimes we think, well, I'm gifted by God if he brings me up here. But if he keeps me down there, then I'm not gifted. No, you are gifted. He distributes all gifts. Don't allow the world's way of measuring things corrupt your mind on the way God measures things. Because he doesn't look at gifts as menial. He doesn't look at gifts as second rate. They're gifts given by him. They're all great. They all have great purposes, and they've been given by him. The other thing we need to understand also is you didn't earn that gift. Again, you didn't, through talent and through developing a time, you didn't say, oh yeah, I understand why I'm gifted because I put work in and I put time in. No. God has gifted you with that gift. And all it is you're maturing more and more in him, and that's why it's getting easier and easier and more comfortable walking. It's not because of you, it's because of him working and moving in you. And we see this in 2 Peter. By his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We've received all of this by coming to know him, the one who has called us by himself for his marvelous glory and excellence. I love that scripture because it reminds us, well, okay, wait, how do I know that I'm gifted? How do I know the gifts that God has for me? We find out when we know him. And how do we know him? We know his word. We get into his word. We ask questions like, what does this mean? How can I apply it to my life? We pray to him. We talk to him. We worship him. We make him the center of all things. And as we know him and we're intimate with him, there will be gifts that will come out of us that will go, whoa, what is that? Kind of like when you're burping, you're like, uh-oh. Like, no, it's not like that. I'm just kidding. But like, really, you'll go, wait a minute. I feel like I need to go talk to that person. I feel like I need to go pray for that person. Like, and I'm not that person. So it goes beyond my natural way of doing things. So it must be supernatural. It must come from the Spirit. Therefore, it must be a gift of the Spirit. So when we know him and we welcome him into our lives, he will put gifts in us and he will allow those gifts to come out of us. So you are gifted by God. Here's number three, to glorify him. So the Holy Spirit gives us gifts to glorify God. It says in verse 6, God works in different ways, but it's the same God who does the work in all of us. Again, he needs the credit because, these gifts are not natural. They are supernatural gifts. They go beyond our comprehension. They go beyond things, and he does that so that he will get the glory. So that when you walk in that gift, it goes, whoa, 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 what is this? Because sometimes we go, whoa, that's weird. And again, how do I know it's the right Spirit? Is Jesus Lord? If I say, because we can say, well, I believe in God. No. Is Jesus Lord? Is Jesus the Son of God? But then if that is all taken care of and someone speaks to you and they go, whoa, what is that? It's happening because God wants to remind you that I'm real, I'm alive, and I want to be in your life. And so when we walk and we move through it, we're doing it because we want to give God the glory. And Jesus says in Matthew, make your light shine so others will see the good you do and will praise your Father in heaven. So you have to ask yourself, when I'm moving in the spiritual gifts that God has given me, is it pointing people to him or is it pointing people to me? Now, side note, because I know this, I was an introvert too. I know for some of us, when we hear, well, I don't want anything to point me. So you know what? I'm just going to ignore the gift God gives me. No, I'm going to ignore it. I'm going to kind of keep it to myself. I know God told me to say that to that person, but nope, I'm not going to say it because what if I'm wrong? What is this? I'm just going to stuff it. But here's the reality. Now, I know maybe your heart's going, well, I want to do that because I don't want people to think it's about me. It's about him. Well, you still do that when you step out. When you don't do that, you're not glorifying him. In fact, you're hiding him. Some could say maybe you're ashamed of him because of what he wants to do through you. It's okay to be wrong. It's okay. There's been many times where I feel like I've said, hey, I feel like God wants me to tell you something. And a person's like, not me. And I'm like, cool. But does that mean I'm stopping? No, because I have seen times where God gives me word to say someone and they start crying. I'm like, okay, I think I got it. I think that, and they're like, how did you know that? I don't know anything. He knows all. And I've just positioned myself to allow him to move through me to tell you a word that you needed to give him glory. Because I know I'll walk in wise advice. I know I'll walk in special knowledge or great faith. And great faith isn't the spirit of faith. It's great faith, meaning that God will give you the gift to have faith that goes beyond anyone else's faith. We are like, whoa, that's some great faith. That's what the gift is. But I want people to know that God gave it to me. It didn't come out of me. And I'm thankful for the compliments. Pastor Josh, you're doing great. You're a great communicator. Cool. But God did that in me. Because I know me without him. It's not good. It's a lot of stuttering. It's a lot of ums. But when I position myself, say, God, if you have given me a gift, I want to glorify you with it. So I'm going to give you the credit. I'm going to give you the honor. I'm not going to stop the flow of your spirit moving through me and out of me because I want to glorify you. And I'll never stop giving him credit because I know the gifts he's given me is to glorify him, but also you are gifted by God to glorify him. And number four, and to help others. It says in verse 7, a spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. This is so important. God has given you a gift, not to help you, but to help me. And God has given me a gift, not to help me, but to help you. And all throughout this room, God is giving all of us gifts because we are all gifted by God to glorify him and to help each other. So he's given you a gift that is going to help and is going to serve someone else. And that is why community is so important, because you have something that someone else needs and they have something that you need to hear. And that's why we can't just be people who check in and check out. We got to say, I got to be a part of this body of Christ because God has called me to this vision, to this direction. So I need to allow my gifts to glorify him and to help others. I'm not going to keep it in. I need to let it out. I need to be a part of people because God will give me a word that may change and transform someone's life for his glory. Do you know why you need to put your kids in kids ministry? It's because God has blessed people with a supernatural gift that will love your kids in a way that makes no sense. I see it all the time. How did you get her to stop doing that? And don't think you're a bad parent. Don't think, oh, I'm not, no, no. They're just moving in the gifts that God gave them. That's all it is. So that's why you got to drop your kids off, because they're going to love on them in ways you're like, hey, can you, like, what are you doing afterwards? Like, what are you doing between 1 and 2? Like, they've been given a gift and they're using it to glorify God and serve others. You know why God's given you the gift to love on kids? And it's not just to do it for a living. And if you're doing it for a living, that's great. If God has given you a gift that you're doing for a living, that's perfect. But he still wants you to serve the community of believers. So if he's giving you a gift of loving on kids, we need you loving on kids. Because if we don't, then we'll get someone who's like, I think I have a gift of loving kids. And they go in there and they're like, I don't. This is, nope, I don't. If you have a gift, if you see things, like here's what I love. My director, Scott, one of my good friends. You'd think he did this for a living, the way he moves the chair. And I asked him, I said, did you like go to college for this? And he's like, no, I just have always loved it. Sounds like maybe God has given him a gift that he didn't have the ability to do, but he surrendered it to God, and now he's doing great things behind the scenes that I didn't think was possible or natural. And it's not, it's supernatural. That's how the gift of the Spirit works. Because he's not just serving this community, he's serving the online community by making sure when I run around, he switches real quick to a camera that's on me. But that's what I'm talking about, gifts. You may go, I don't know what it is. I don't know. Keep knowing God. And when God calls you, just go. But you can't be a person go, I'm too busy. Too busy for God? I'm just saying. I know we can schedule life, but God is in control of all things. So as soon as he says go, go. And when he says where, you say, okay. And I know it's going to be uncomfortable. I know I'm talking about introverts again. You're asking me to do something that goes out of my comfort zone. It's okay. Because here's what I can tell you. I used to be an introvert. But God gave me a gift and ability. And he said, I want you to move it to glorify me and to serve others. And I said, okay, I will. It's getting easier now. It wasn't always. But I have to remind myself, he's given me a gift to glorify him and to serve others. And I don't want to get in the way of that. Galatians 5:13, for you have been called to freedom, brothers. Only don't use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another. We have free love that has set us free and has transformed our lives. And God's saying, don't take advantage of it. Use it as an opportunity to love each other and to love each other by serving each other. Because what you do can be the one thing that keeps people from going towards God and not away from God. You may have a word, you may have a knowledge, you may have a way of just doing something where it's like, whoa, I needed that because I was this close. You never know. And that's why God wants us to be a community of people who come together to glorify him and to serve others. I want to close with this. All throughout junior high and high school, I did two extracurricular activities. I was in basketball, and I was in concert and symphonic band. I know you're looking at me and you're like, oh, he must have been really good at basketball. Well, I was kind of good at basketball, but I was pretty good at band. Like, that's where I got all my rewards. That's where I got the trophies. I could actually say I'm a multi-year champion in band. I was a percussionist. So I played like snare drum, bass drum, the crash cymbals. But the big instrument I played towards the end was the timpanis. And the timpanis are those big drums where you go bum, 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 bum. Everyone wanted me to play George the Jungle. And I played it all the time. But anyways, it was a great instrument, but you had to know your timing. You had to know your place in the song. Now, in the 8 years that I was in band, the funny thing about being in band is you would always walk in while people were doing warm-ups. I mean, it would sound chaotic. It would sound crazy. It would sound something kind of like this. It's like, it sounds like a scary movie, right? Like someone's going to kill us right now. It's just... But what that is, that's just talented instruments, musicians... working on things that they need to work on. It's not the same thing. It's different things. There's different notes, different time signatures, different charts. They're all doing their own thing when they're warming up. And when they do that, it sounds crazy. It sounds like someone is slowly dying. But when the conductor comes in, he taps and he starts to count to 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. And he goes like this. It sounds something like this. How great is that? All different instruments, doing different times, but they made a powerful song. Why? Because they took their talent and they brought it together on one accord, and it made music that drew people's attention. And when we come together and we mature and grow and when we stay a healthy church and we continue to use the gifts God will give us, we will change this city. Because we believe we are the church, the Life Church is made to bring the life-giving message of Jesus to the people of the 920 and beyond. And when we come together on that, and we say we're going to give the life-giving message of Jesus through my gifts and talents, I'm going to show people Jesus through the word and through the action and through that step of faith. I'm going to love on people. I'm going to serve people. I'm going to connect with people. I'm going to do community with people. Here's what I love about that. As we grow and mature, it won't not only will it affect this church and this service, it will begin to affect our city. Because just like that song, they're going to hear what's happening. And they're going to go, wait, what's going on? First of all, I didn't even know that was a church. I thought it was a warehouse next to the Walmart. That's a church where lives are being changed? Wait, that's a church where people are like giving their, like they're being real with Jesus? Like, that doesn't happen in Green Bay. That doesn't happen in Wisconsin. What do you mean people are worshiping together? What do you mean people are praying together? What do you mean that person stopped doing that? What do you mean that person started doing that? You're saying so-and-so and so-and-so got married? What? Like, it's gonna be something so supernatural where it makes no sense to this world that people are gonna start filling in these seats. Because they're going, if God can do that for him, why can't God do it for me? I know who that person wanted. God did that in their life. Why can't he do that in my life? And that's the beauty and the power of moving in the spiritual gifts that God has given us. He's given us a gift not to hold on to and not to hide, but to use for his glory and to serve people and to love on people and do community with people, that to the point where they go, I was this way, but then someone gave me a word that pushed me in a direction that I didn't think was possible, but God gets the glory because I couldn't do it. It was only him. And now because of that, because of what they did in my life, I want to do that in someone else's life. And that's why he's given us the gifts of the Spirit. He's given all of us unique gifts that were given by him for you to show people how real and alive and active God is in 2024 and how much it's going to impact and change and transform someone else's life. And that is how we get people through what they're going through. It's by saying, I'm not gonna do it by myself. I'm gonna be a part of the community of believers, going the direction God's called us to change and transform lives. Can I pray with you? You know, salvation is the key. We say the Spirit gives those gifts, and the Spirit came from God, and God gave us Jesus because he understood the separation that sin brought into our lives. God is a perfect God, and sin brought that separation. But Jesus became the source to that separation by coming, living a sinless life, going to the cross, being the sacrifice, but also overcoming death in the grave so that we can walk in freedom. And all we have to do is accept him into our lives and allow him to be our Lord and Savior. So no one looking around. If you're in here and you're saying, Pastor Dallas, I want to make sure my life is right. I want to go beyond believing. I want a relationship with Jesus. I want to confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in my heart that God rose him from the dead, because I want to be saved. I want to be set free. I want to be in right standing with you. We do that in one of two ways. The moment, I'm just going to have you raise your hand and look at me. And then as a church together, we're just going to say a simple prayer. Ask him to be our Lord and Savior. Lord meaning we're giving him control, and Savior means we're welcoming into our life to save us, set us free, and no longer allow us to live in the bonds of guilt and shame. So with no one looking around, if that's you and you're saying, no, I've never done that, but I want to do that today. I want him to be my Lord and Savior. I want him to be my life. I want him to change and transform me. Can I just have you raise your hand real quick? Look at me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. You can put those hands down once I say, thank you. Yep. Yep. Thank you. Anyone else? Did I miss you? Awesome. Church, can we say this prayer together? Say, Jesus, thank you for going to the cross for me. Please forgive me of all my sins. I welcome you into my life to be the center of my life. Change me, transform me, be my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, if you said that, we wanna help you. Because I can tell you when you walk out these doors, you're gonna think I made an emotional decision, I made a fearful decision, I don't know if I really did everything right. What's next? What do I need to do? How do I need to grow? That's why we wanna help you. So if you could just fill out that card that's saying, you know what, I'm choosing to follow Jesus. We wanna help with that. Like with the Bible, with prayer, all of those things. And I'd love to also connect with you. If you ever fill out a card, you've known I've sent you a text message video just saying, hi, welcome, glad you're here. And that's me texting you just to let you know I'm available to help, especially if you have questions on your faith. But here's what I can tell you too. Right after your service, we have Discover Us. Discover Us can help you in that, but Discover Us can also help you to really go, where do I fit in here? Where can I be a part of glorifying God and serving others? Can I pray with you one more time? Maybe you're here and you say, I am a Jesus person, but man, I've been keeping my gift in the warm-up position. I've been doing it my way and not God's way, and I want to be a part of what God is doing here and position myself to allow him to use the gifts he's given me to glorify him and to serve others. If that's you, can I have you raise your hand real quick? So Lord, right now, I thank you for all these people who are stepping out and saying, I'm not just checking in and checking out anymore. I wanna be a part of something big. I wanna be a part of using the gift you've given me to glorify others and to glorify you and to serve others. So Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would help them to not just walk out, but I pray they'd go to Discover Us. They'd fill out a card. They'd say, you know what? I wanna be a part of something that's happening here at Life Church because I wanna be a part of glorifying you and serving others in a way that will change and transform their lives. In Jesus' name.
Thanks for joining us this week. Follow our other podcasts so you can be updated when new episodes are released. We have a wide variety of podcasts to choose from. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode. We'll see you next week.